All right, let's build an old-school drum and bass sketch from a totally blank Ableton set, but with one main superpower: hot swap workflows that let you audition sounds in context without wrecking your routing, your groove, or your mix balance. This is intermediate, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around the Browser, basic warping, and device chains. The goal today is speed with control. Like, you can swap 10 breaks in a minute, and your processing still behaves the same every time. That's where the old school vibes really appear, because you end up making quick A&B decisions like a DJ, not endlessly rebuilding the set. Title: Hot Swap Workflows from Scratch for Old School D&B Vibes. Let's go. First, session setup. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174. I like 172 for that classic rolling pace. Before we even touch sounds, we're going to create a swap-friendly skeleton. This is important. You're not hunting the perfect break yet. You're building the stage so the auditions are fair. Create these tracks: an audio track called Break, a MIDI track called Drum Rock Hits, MIDI tracks called SUB, Bass Reese, and Stabs. Then create three return tracks: Return A, Dub Delay, Return B, Plate or Room, Return C, Resample Grit, optional but seriously fun. Now a quick mindset note: if you set this up right, the rule becomes sources live inside, processing lives outside. That's what I call swap lock. When you swap, the vibe changes but the mix behavior stays stable. Okay, step 1. Build a hot swap ready break channel, because the break is basically the engine of old school D&B. Drag in any break loop onto your break audio track. Amen, think funky drummer anything. Turn warp on. Set the clip to loop 1 or 2 bars. Don't overthink it. We're going to audition later. Now the big move: group the break track. Select the break track and hit group. Name the group break bus. Here's why we're doing this: we're going to put the main processing on the group, not on the clip track. That means you can hot swap the actual break sample, and the whole tone shaping stays the same. So click the group track, the actual bus, and add a simple stock chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just cleaning rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. If it's dull, a tiny shelf up around 8 to 10k. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15. Boom stays subtle, maybe 0 to 10, because your sub is going to be the real weight. Crunch maybe 5 to 20 depending how crispy you want it. Then saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Soft clip is your friend for old school density without everything exploding. Optional. If you have transient shaping options available, add a tiny bit of attack enhancement. Don't go too far. We want punch, not clicky plastic drums. Now, inside the group, on the actual break track, keep it mostly clean. Warp, maybe to just clip gain. That's it. Before we hot swap, let's add swap hygiene. This is how you stop your ears from getting tricked by loudness. Put a utility as the last device on the break bus. Leave it at zero for now, but keep it visible. This becomes your one knob level match. When you swap to a louder break, you trim it instantly. If you want to get even more disciplined, drop a spectrum at the end of the break bus too, just so you can sanity check the low end and overall energy. Cool. Step 2. Hot swap breaks like a DJ. Click the break clip so it's selected. Now go to the browser and find your breaks folder. Here's the trick: hot swap works best when you're not digging through 10,000 files. Ideally, you've got an audition folder of like 30 to 80 actually good breaks, and you can use collections in Ableton to tag a dedicated set. Breaks, snares, sub presets, stabs, FX hits. Set yourself up for speed. Now engage hot swap on the sample or the clip. Those little circular arrows. Once you're in hot swap mode, use your arrow keys and enter to load candidates quickly. Important audition rule: audition in the full mix, not solo. Old school breaks aren't about sounding the best by themselves. They're about sitting with bass and stabs. So keep your bassline idea ready, even if it's simple, and listen in context. Also watch clip gain. Breaks vary wildly in loudness. If you don't level match, you'll pick the loudest one every time and think it's better. Use that utility on the break bus to keep peaks and perceived loudness in the same zone while you audition. If you hear warp artifacts that feel wrong, change warp mode. Beats mode can punch harder, especially if you're doing edits. Complex Pro is sometimes smoother for whole loops, but it can smear transients. So don't just set one warp mode forever. Make the warp serve the break. Bonus move for authentic jungle choppiness: slice the break. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track, by transients or by 1/16. That gives you a drum rack with slices. Then later you can hot swap the underlying audio source, but keep your MIDI chop pattern. That's a huge workflow win. Now step 3. Build your hits drum rack for reinforcement and make it hot swappable. On drum rack hits, load a drum rack. Play kick on C1, snare on D1, optional hat or ride on something like F sharp or A sharp. Keep it classic. Inside each pad, do light shaping. On the kick, EQ a little mud out around 250 to 400. If it needs weight, a gentle bump around 60 to 110. Then a touch of saturator, like 1 to 3 dB. On the snare, boost a bit around 180 to 220 for body, and 3 to 6K for snap. Add drum bus crunch 5 to 15 if it needs that smack. Now to hot swap. Click the sample inside Simpler on that pad, hit hot swap, and arrow through your one shots folder. Teacher tip. Don't chase the best snare in isolation. Choose the snare that locks with the break snare tone. Sometimes a slightly dull snare layered under a bright break works better than two bright snares fighting each other. Step 4. Sub. Stable. Simple. Sidechain ready. On sub, load operator. Oscillator as a sine wave. One voice. Set your amp envelope release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, so notes end cleanly without clicking. Add EQ 8 after operator and low pass around 90 to 140 Hz. The idea is the sub track is the foundation only. Let the re-smid do the character above that. Now add a compressor for sidechain. Set the sidechain input from the break bus, or from the kick if you prefer. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Hot swap approach for sub. Don't wildly swap instruments. Swap presets. Save a few operator sub presets like clean, slight saturation, short, long. Then you can hot swap those presets and keep low end controlled. The goal is different feel, not random low end chaos. Step 5. The Reese, and we're going to build it like a modular slot you can swap in seconds. On base Reese, load Waveedable or operator. Let's use Waveedable for speed. Set USK 1 to saw, USK 2 to saw, detune 10 to 20 cents. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4, but don't go super wide. Filter, LP24, cut off somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz for now. We'll automate later. Now post-chain, and this is key, your post-chain is what keeps your sound consistent during swaps. Add saturator, analog clip, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, add auto filter for movement, add chorus ensemble very subtle, but keep lows mono, add EQ 8, high pass 25 to 35 Hz, then add utility, and keep low end mono, if you can, set width to 0% below about 120 Hz, or use a bass mono preset. Now make it hot swap friendly, wrap the whole thing in an instrument rack. That way you can keep the macro feel consistent even when the sound changes. Create macros. Macro 1. Filter cutoff. Macro 2. Saturator drive. Macro 3. Chorus amount. Macro 4. Auto filter movement, rate or envelope amount. Save this rack as something like DNB reslot. Now you can hot swap the entire rack preset later, and your controls still make sense. Advanced variation, but very practical. Split bass into two tracks. SUB stays clean and consistent. Then create a bass MIDI track for the Reese character only. Route them both into a bass bus group. That way, when you hot swap the mid layer, your low end doesn't change every time. This is how you audition bass patches without destroying your mix. Step 6. Stabs. This is where the era shows up fast. Fastest method. Sample based. On stabs, load Simpler. Drop an array of stab, hoover hit, orchestra hit, whatever. Set Simpler to one shot for simple triggering, or classic if you want to play pitches more naturally. Then add your instant era chain after it. EQ 8 to focus mids. Try emphasizing somewhere around 900 Hz to 2.5K, depending on the stab. Add redux slightly. Downsample 2 to 6 for a little grit. Don't turn it into sand unless you want that. Add auto filter. Band pass is a great choice for 90s mid focus. Then either add reverb or, better, send it to your return B. Hot swap stabs by clicking the sample in Simpler, hitting hot swap, and browsing your stabs folder. Again, small, curated folder beats endless scrolling. If you prefer synth stabs, do it in Waveedable with a short amp envelope, and maybe a tiny pitch envelope for that pubite. Save it as a rack with macros for stab length, filter, and detune. Step 7. Returns. We want instant jungle space, and we want it consistent while we swap sources. Return A. Dub delay. Use echo. Time 1/8 or 1/4. Dot it can be sick for that rolling bounce. Feedback 25 to 45. Filter the delay. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8K so it sits behind the track. Add a little saturator after echo. 1 to 4 dB drive. Return B. Play tour room. Use reverb. Decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. High pass 200 to 400. Low pass 6 to 9K. We're keeping the low end clean and the highs controlled. Return C, resample grit. Create an audio track called resample. Set input to resampling. Arm it and record little moments. Put pedal or saturator and EQ on it. Then you can take those resampled bursts and hot swap them back into simpler as fills. This is how you make your own mini sample pack inside the project. Now step 8, arrangement. We're going to lay out a simple structure, but with swap points, because the whole point is to turn hot swapping into composition. Try this structure. Intro 16 bars, tiltered break, maybe hats, dub delay throws on stabs, tease the bass with a high pass. Drop 32 bars, full break, sub and res, stab hit every 4 or 8 bars. Switch 16 bars, hot swap the break to a different loop, or switch to an alternate sliced pattern. Change the bass preset using the same MIDI. Outro 16 bars, strip it down, let delay tails breathe. Workflow trick. Keep MIDI patterns stable while swapping sounds. Same bassline MIDI, hot swap bass rack presets. Same break rhythm slot, hot swap break samples. That's how you explore which vibe wins without rewriting the track and losing the thread. Now, extra coach notes that will save you, especially once you start flying. First, pre-fader metering and loudness sanity. Put spectrum or a meter at the end of key buses like break bus and bass bus. When you hot swap, aim to keep peak and short-term loudness similar. If the new break is louder, trim it. If the new bass patch is quieter, lift it. Make it a fair fight. Second, capture points. Hot swapping is fast, but it also makes you forget what was amazing 2 minutes ago. Here's the habit. When you find a contender, duplicate the clip and rename it A, B, C. That becomes your favorite's lane. And when something is truly a finalist, freeze it. For audio, you can even flatten. For instruments, freeze the track or resample a short segment. That way you can always return to it even after you've swapped 100 times. Third, build a swap lock rule into your set. Sources inside, processing outside. For audio breaks, the inner track is just the clip. The group track is tone, transient shaping, saturation, and utility level match. This audio version is shortened for playback.